This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Estamos de vuelta una vez más aquí en Hola Latino. Welcome back, everybody. One more time here to Hola Latino. ¿Cómo se encuentran el día de hoy? ¿Cómo estamos, Jimmy?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú cómo estás?
Eso, estamos súper, súper bien. So, we are back here one more time. We are in the month of August. We're nearly running out of months here in 2022. Estamos, casi se nos acaban los meses aquí de este mes 2022. ¿Mes? Año. Año 2022. Mes de agosto, número 8, el día 8, lunes 8, el 8 del 8, como un super 8.
Como el chavo del 8.
También, ¿viste? So, hoy día tenemos un invitado especial. So, we have a special guest here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Spanish Week that's coming up in the next following weeks of August, the Spanish Week. And, ¿cómo estamos, Aaron? Thank you for joining us here today.
Hola. Estoy... Oh my God, my Spanish is just gone. You'd never believe that I have a degree in Spanish.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Just take your time.
It's good to be here. So
thank you for joining
even
us.
Hace muy frío aquí en Christchurch.
It's very cold.
And actually, it's going to be freezing tonight. Minus 2 degrees. Or something.
They had announced like snow, but
yeah, it was snowing in Manhattan already.
Oh yeah. I think they closed it because there were like trees in the road and things like that. So hoy día vamos a estar hablando un poquitito acerca de la semana Latina, Spanish Week, no Latina. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the Spanish Week that's coming up soon, from the 15th of August till the 21st.
La semana próxima.
La próxima semana.
Del 15 al 21, chicos. Semana de Aotearoa Spanish Language Week.
Exactamente. Okay. Así que vamos a dar un poquito más de información de eso. We're also gonna, obviously, break the ice with a table topic, a little bit of a green box about the event that happened in Christchurch and all over New Zealand this weekend, the Green Expo. So we'll talk a little bit about that and a lot more. Así que quédense en el programa. Y esta es la primera canción que le eligió Aaron aquí, nuestro
invitado
compañía
de hoy.
Eso. Esto es CD9, No Me Hablen de Amor. En Hora Latino, en Plains FM 96.9.
Vamos.
Aunque no me aceptes rosas, quiero encontrar otra manera con la que te pueda enamorar. Qué mujer tan asombrosa. Yo solo anhelo que algún día me brindes una oportunidad. No me niegues tus besos. Disculpa si me puse romántico. No volverá a pasar. Así que no la hablen de amor. Ella no quiere enamorarse. Su corazón es como un iceberg, no siéntenlo. Así que no le hablen de amor. Ella no quiere enamorarse. Protege sus sentimientos, una ilusión. No le hablen de amor. No está interesada en una relación. No lo intentes, no. Hey, negocio te has vuelto. En tu trampa yo me he quedado envuelto. No. Tu piel es vicio, haz el sacrificio. No mates tus esperanzas de amar.
A tus caricias estoy preso. Para enamorarte no hay tarifa ni precio. Permítame enseñarle del amor. Sin turismo de placer. Despojarla del dolor y aprenda lo que es querer.
Tuyo, si supieras no me importa el orgullo. Mis amigos dicen que estoy mal. Que de ti yo no me puedo enamorar.
Tuyo, si supieras no me importa el orgullo. Mis amigos dicen que estoy mal.
De ti
Así que no la hablen de amor. Ella no quiere enamorarse. Su corazón es como un iceberg, no siente, no. Así que no la hablen de amor. Ella no quiere enamorarse. Protege sus sentimientos de una ilusión. Rosas. Quiero encontrar otra manera con la que te pueda enamorar. Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. Fe de nueve, ay, que tú quieres, quieres. Dime, niña, ¿qué es lo que tú quieres? No, 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 no. No le hablen de amor, no le importa nada. No lo intentes, no.
Y estamos de vuelta aquí en Hola Latino en Plains FM 96.9. So, we're back here in Hola Latino in Plains FM 96.9. You can find us in our social media for Hola Latino NZ and Facebook and Instagram. You can find some terrible, I mean, magnificent Photoshop photos that we do of the show for whenever we have a special topic on the show. También nos pueden encontrar en Facebook Live, donde nosotros siempre vamos en vivo para conversar con todos ustedes que nos escuchan. Y estamos en Google Podcasts, Spotify y iTunes.
Yep.
How was that?
We are everywhere, guys.
I know.
I can't miss it.
After 4 years of the show, I finally managed to do an introduction after the song.
Cool.
We did it. I know. 4 years in the making. le mando un abrazo gigante a toda la gente que nos acompaña en el en vivo, a Virginia que nos está acompañando desde Northland. And we're going to go with the table topic.
Okay, let's do it.
Jimmy, what's a table topic? For anybody who's new.
El Table Topics es un segmento del programa donde hacemos una pregunta random a los invitados entre nosotros y para romper el hielo, para partir, digamos, para soltarnos un poquito, porque cada uno tiene una opinión un poco diferente de ese Table Topic. Eso
Exacto.
lo hace interesante.
Ok, let me find a good one. Let me find a good one.
Hablamos muy rápido y no lo entienden el Spanish.
So,
porque hablamos chileno.
Encontré una pregunta bastante buena. So I found a good question.
Para Aaron.
Eso. What is your favorite smell? ¿Cuál es tu olor favorito?
Coca-Cola.
Damn.
Coca-Cola cero. Coca-Cola is mi.
That's an interesting one.
Es mi cosa favorita en todo el mundo. Es mi
tu placer
favorito. Sound también cuando
and you can feel that little spot.
Todo es sobre Coca-Cola cero sin azúcar.
Yeah.
Es mi favorito.
Yeah.
O posiblemente fue un perfume.
A perfume. Yeah.
Perfume. Hace muchos años de Hilary Duff.
Okay.
Se llama With Love by Hilary Duff. Y
that was good too.
Todavía tengo un botella de With Love.
Damn. Do you fill it up with Coke?
No, I mix the two together. Yeah. I mix that in los dos.
Hilary Duff was esta la que cazaba vampiro, ¿no?
Un cantante y actriz de Disney o Nickelodeon.
I think so.
Disney, Lizzie McGuire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Y entonces ella casó un billionaire.
Oh.
Ella vive una vida increíble.
Increíble, yeah.
De Disney.
A Disney, sí, yeah.
Y ahora ella es en un programa de televisión, se llama Younger.
Oh,
es,
I haven't heard of it.
Es un programa americano, es un poco popular y pienso que es seis seasons.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Damn.
So, nice. Not bad.
She's still getting her coins.
Yeah, definitely.
Still grinding. Jimmy, what's your favorite smell?
Yo creo que mi favorito es, bueno, tengo dos que están como en un nivel similar.
Okay.
El fresh coffee, cuando uno hace el café.
Oh, yeah, fresh coffee.
Yeah.
Fresh coffee, sí. What you just made in the morning.
Café recién hecho.
Sí. Y el otro, el momento cuando, me encantan los asados, cuando tú prendes el carbón, porque tiene que ser el carbón.
A charcoal barbecue.
Y tú pones el beef y todo, en ese momento y sale todo ese smoke y todo ese... Yo, de hecho, siempre he dicho que mi emprendimiento va a ser hacer un perfume con olor a charcoal barbecue.
I love it. Charcoal barbecue perfume.
Yeah.
I mean, in Chile, he was talking about years and years ago, he was talking that if he could synthesize like a perfume, it'd be the smell of a Whopper. Out of all things in the world, he wanted to do a Whopper.
Yeah, but that changed now. I changed the fat food for barbecue.
Now, my favorite smell, ¿cuál sería mi olor favorito? Yo diría, funny, I know, pero cuando recién se corta el pasto, you know?
Oh, sí, and
like
love
freshly
it,
sí. Cut grass? Like, oh, I really like it.
No?
No, well, some people get allergies.
Porque tengo allergies, yeah. Muy malas.
Well, mi amiga Claudia le da alergia al pasto. Ese olor ella no lo soporta. Cuando va, por ejemplo, en un parque o lo que sea, y justo han cortado el pasto, siente todo ese olor y le da como alergia.
Entonces, oh, yeah.
No es agradable. A mí me encanta.
No, I really, really love it.
Otro aroma que me encanta es cuando estás en el, no necesariamente en el campo, pero está el camino de tierra,
yeah.
Y empieza recién a llover. Y se levanta ese olor a tierra mojada, recién.
Oh, yeah, like moist dirt.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I like
no,
it.
I understand that, yeah. All right, so that was the table topic, guys. Now the ice is broken. The polar bear has walked through the ice and it has shattered.
Yeah.
Así que...
And the polar bear, he's carrying a Coca-Cola can.
I know, like the like
Cola,
the ad.
Coca-Cola sinus.
Coca-Cola cero, yeah. No sugar.
No sugar.
Okay, so that was the table topic. Eso fue el table topic del día de hoy. Tenemos algunas noticias. We have a couple of news, a little bit of a green box. Pero antes de eso, yo quiero que lleguemos a conocer un poquito a Aaron. So,
y antes de Aaron, podemos saludar a la gente que está ahí.
Dice, sí, adelante, adelante.
Jackie está conectada desde Montevideo a las 3 de la mañana. Un abrazo para Jackie, que siempre nos acompaña. Cynthia dice, muchas gracias a Aaron por those amazing flyers with my Cultura Peru logo. Tú imprimiste uno con el logo de ella. Uh-huh. Así que ahí te envía muchos cariños. Y sí, chicos, vamos a aprovechar de anunciar que La Folk, que es el grupo de folclore, desde acá de Cratchit.
Exacto.
Está haciendo un evento el próximo sábado, venta de anticuchos peruanos, que es comida típica peruana. Ellos subieron el aviso, nosotros también lo hemos puesto en nuestro sitio web, en nuestra página de Facebook as well, donde está la información y el valor.
Eso.
Así que inscríbanse, chiquillos.
Esto va a ser el sábado 13 de agosto.
Cooperen.
Eso. Dos días antes de que comience la Aotearoa Spanish Week, ¿viste?
Mira, dos días antes. Así que, chiquillos, aprovechen de encargar los anticuchos peruanos porque es un sabor que no tenemos la oportunidad de llegar y comprar siempre. Es algo bastante único. Así que ahí a apoyar la causa por lo demás.
Exacto. Así que eso, chiquillos, les mando un abrazo gigante a Nacho Mansur, que nos está acompañando también. Bernarda dice que el olor a tierra mojada... También, ¿viste? Es un olor bueno.
El olor. Y la idea que es el olor al primer mate se va. Oh, el mate. Bueno, es que es tanto. El primer mate cuando tú le tienes.
Yeah, the first mate. Do you like mate?
¿Tomas mate?
Yeah.
¿Sí?
No, your favorite.
Es un sabor que uno, sí, es un sabor adquirido, creo yo. ¿Eh?
Yeah.
No toda la gente, porque claro, no tiene, es plain.
It's a bit bitter, yeah.
I haven't had it in a while. Had some, I suppose, 6 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
okay.
No, nosotros lo tomamos, a pesar de que somos chilenos, quizás, no sé si los chilenos tienen mucha cultura
sí,
de mate.
Sí, igual tomamos harto mate. A mí me encanta
tomamos
el mate particularmente.
Harto, lo tomamos con una vida casi diaria, en realidad.
Yeah.
Tomamos harto.
Okay, so.
Saludos al Nacho, ahí que se está conectando.
Es un abrazo a Nacho que nos
está
acompañando.
Vamos entonces para conocer a Aaron, para conocer qué nos va a contar Aaron hoy.
So, for anybody wondering, Aaron is Kiwi. He's from New Zealand.
Is
Sí. Right? ¿Y de dónde nació la idea de aprender español? ¿Por qué te interesa el mundo latino?
So, well, cuando era joven.
Oh, all right.
No puedo hablar en el past tense.
Oh, that's fine. we can speak in English and we can translate. Well,
when I was 13, I saw a music video.
Okay.
Of a song called Maria.
Maria.
Un, dos, tres. Maria. And I was just like transfixed by this absolutely beautiful man. I'm like, what is this? And that was when I realized that I actually liked boys.
Oh, yeah.
And that's also when I realized, oh, I like Spanish. So, Ricky Martin video. So, is the reason that I learned Spanish.
I think we need to play Ricky Martin.
And in 20,
oh, yeah, definitely.
And in 2015, I got to meet Ricky Martin.
Really?
In Wellington. At his concert. I mean, you had to pay a lot of money for it, but...
I got
to tell him in Spanish that he was the reason that I learned Spanish when I was like 13. And I think he was both equally flattered and equally creeped out. I'm like, okay, cool.
So Aaron, a los 13 años, vio un video musical de Ricky Martin y ahí fue cuando descubrió que quería aprender español y que le gustaban los chicos. ¿Eh?
Sí.
Nice. Well, that's a really cool story. I would have loved to meet Ricky Martin as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a great actor.
Do you have a photo? Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see. Yeah. What Ricky Martin song would you like to play?
La Mordita. Or Vente Pacá.
Yeah, he got very good songs, yeah. Very, very good song.
I haven't heard La Mordita in so long. I'd love to hear it.
It's a very good song.
We'll play it. It's coming right up. Okay.
Y ahí con algunos segunditos al aire, unos segunditos solamente.
Sí, exacto.
Sí, claro.
Nice. So, Aaron is here. That is such a cool photo as well.
My friend
Ricky. My mate Ricky.
Yeah.
Me and Ricky hanging out.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a celebrity.
So, Aaron is joining us here today. Nos está acompañando también el día de hoy porque él está trabajando junto a...
Centros de Excelencia de Asia Pacífica.
The Center of Asia Pacific Excellence.
Yeah. O CAPE.
O CAPE. Mm-hmm. So, we'll call it CAPE.
Tenemos tres centros. Mm-hmm. Un de Asia del Norte, Asia Sudeste y Latinoamérica. Y la idea de los centros es para preparar a los neozelandeses para trabajar con Asia y con Latinoamérica y
conocer un poquito más de el mundo en general.
Sí, sí, y crecer la capacidad de lenguas de neozelandeses, porque en general neozelandeses son todos las personas del mundo anglófono son terribles con lenguas.
It's English and just English alone.
And if someone can't speak English, we just speak louder at them, you know. It's
or slower.
And we want more New Zealanders to be speaking languages. We want people to be speaking Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, you know, languages that are... learning any language is important. Learning te reo Māori is important. It's the language of New Zealand. It's the language of our people. It's our first language here. It's something we should be learning. But it's not a one or the other thing.
Like,
you go to Germany and people speak five languages.
Yeah.
And don't think anything of it. I have a wonderful work colleague. She's American by birth to Brazilian parents, but grew up in a Spanish-speaking neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Her partner is French, and she speaks Italian as well. And you will see her just flick between that. She's actually learning Māori now as well.
Wow.
And I didn't realize, but I did a year of German at college. Like,
Oh my God.
And she just flicks between them. Speaks English.
It's smooth as well.
Yeah, she speaks everything perfectly. And I've been in a room with her when she's gone three different people and talking on the phone in different languages to all of them, and she just drops in and out, and it's nothing.
Damn.
And she doesn't think there's anything of it. It's just normal for her.
I can't even do that with Spanish and English.
And like, here's me going, hola, me llamo es Aaron, sort of thing. It's, you know, I mean, she's had the exposure to it. And
yeah,
part of the thing that what we do with centres is we have focus around education, business, and cultural connectivity, and that, because it's all very well to go somewhere to do business, but you need to know about the culture.
Yeah.
And you need to know about the language. And you can't learn a language without learning the culture. They're so intertwined together. And our aim is to get New Zealanders prepared for that, because North Asia is a huge market in terms of numbers and money. Southeast Asia, the 10 nations of ASEAN, is huge as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we also often forget about Latin America, because it seems so far away, and it's not. But that's because we have this thing called the Mercator projection of maps, which makes everything at the bottom further away.
So far away,
And actually, we're as far away from Shanghai as we are from Santiago.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And New Zealand can be this bridge between North Asia and Latin America, Southeast Asia and Latin America.
Also, the communities, like, growing, not just the Latin American one, just like international communities have been growing slowly in New Zealand. And they have kind of gone unnoticed. The communities just keep growing, but nothing much happens with it.
Well, we do have, you know, I mean, you'll both know strong Latin communities in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, I feel like seeing more of Latin culture in New Zealand. And even if you're looking at things like food, and you know, 10 years ago you could go to I won't name one, but you could go to one restaurant basically that served Mexican food,
mm-hmm.
and what they deemed Mexican, whereas now, you know, you have
plenty
Argentinian, Peruvian, Chilean places, and lots of Mexican places. And we realise that Mexican isn't just nachos. in fact, that's not even Mexican. You know, the idea of what Kiwis have of Tex-Mex, Mexican, like, that's actually a different thing. We realise that, you know, Mexico's a huge country.
Five times the population of New Zealand.
130 million people or something in Mexico. Like, what's happening up in Juarez is different from Oaxaca, is different from Yucatan. Mm-hmm, like, right. It's all different cultures, different cuisines, different everything. Yeah. So, and I think we're now realizing that Chile and Argentina is not Mexico.
Yeah.
Is not Colombia. Is, you know,
They're all Latin America, yes, but they're all different cultures as well.
Yeah.
Different flavors, different palates. Yeah.
And the same reason that we wouldn't say that Spanish and Polish are the same, because they're both from Europe. Well, Spain and Poland are much closer together than Mexico and Argentina are.
Yeah.
And also New Zealand has, with Latin America, we have a shared heritage in a way, in that we're both colonial, both countries born out of a colonial power.
Right.
Both had, you know, strong indigenous cultures that have been run rampant over by colonialism. And while we're celebrating for Spanish language, we're celebrating Spanish language, we're also acknowledging that actually it's a bit troublesome in that, because it's colonial language as well.
Yeah.
And it's the same here, but you know, we're wanting people to learn Spanish, I guess, from you know, it makes sense from a business point of view.
Like you said, also, like you said, you can't learn a language without learning the culture.
Mm.
So, really quickly, voy a hacer un resumen en español de lo que hemos estado hablando. Así que Aaron trabaja para CAPE, que tienen tres distintos, no edificios, pero centros, donde tienen uno para Central Asia, tienen uno para Sureste, Southeast Asia, y tienen uno para Latinoamérica. Entonces, como las comunidades han estado creciendo, se tratan de hacer eventos para enseñar a la gente de Nueva Zelanda a hablar distintos idiomas, porque uno no puede aprender un idioma sin aprender un poquito de la cultura. Y obviamente, para diferenciar distintos países de Asia, lo mismo hay que diferenciar distintos países de Latinoamérica, como las distintas comidas.
Lo que dices tú es súper importante desde el punto de vista de los negocios, conocer la cultura de un país para hacer negocios con ellos.
Exacto, sí.
Porque hay temas de respeto, de cosas que uno tiene que seguir de acuerdo a la norma para lograr hacer un negocio con ellos. Hay que partir por el respeto con nuestra cultura.
Totalmente.
Y eso lo da el conocimiento, la interacción, digamos.
Yeah. So it's the same thing like when you're watching a movie and like your country gets mentioned, you're like, oh, awesome. And like this person is from your country and they speak Mexican. And they're like from Cuba or from Chile and they speak Argentina. And it's like close.
Yeah,
now, it's right. Really cool to see, like, even like I get excited if I see somebody from like Argentina in a movie, because I'm Latino. I just get excited to see somebody Latino.
Yeah,
but then the representation is all wrong. It's like nowhere. It's like that's not how it is. But oh well. Like in Breaking Bad, you know how the main guy is supposed to be Chilean, but
yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Gus Fring. Sorry, spoiler for Breaking Bad. It's been out for like 12 years now.
Yeah, so. Guys, you should be watching. If you didn't,
it's still on my list.
Oh, you
haven't got the. You've just ruined.
Sorry about the spoiler.
You should watch it.
Okay. You ended up speaking in English anyway. We went playing in Spanish.
It's just how it happened. Bueno, básicamente, what to gather from here, como la recapitulación, watch Breaking Bad. Un abrazo a Isma que nos está acompañando. Así que, coming back to Aaron here, estamos hablando un poquitito ahora acerca de lo que sería el Spanish Week que se viene. ¿Cuáles son las ideas que tienen en el Spanish Week? ¿Cuáles son los goals, the goals que quieren llegar? And what's the final objective? Hablando de fútbol.
I know. That's what he happened to him. He makes the Spanish with English.
Again, I can't, like, both at the same time, impossible.
¿Cuáles son los goles?
Yeah.
Is the goals? No.
Yeah, what's the goal?
I guess the goal for it is more people learning Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So, language learning in New Zealand is declining in general, and if we're looking in high schools. Currently, after Te Reo Māori, the two most popular languages for people to learn are Japanese and French.
French, yeah.
But they've gone from about 25,000 10 years ago
right.
down to just under 15,000. So they're dropping.
Wow.
Whereas Spanish has actually doubled in that time, and Spanish will, I'd say, overtake both of those in the next couple of years if the current trend continues, and will be the language of choice for New Zealanders. Chinese is also growing increasingly, as it should, but it's from a much lower base.
Yeah.
So I did both Chinese and Spanish at school.
Damn.
Yeah, discovered quite later on that Chinese was not the language for me.
How much Chinese do you remember?
Bits and pieces of it, because still understand a bit. Surprisingly, I found the reading and writing much easier.
Damn.
Because Chinese is tonal, so it's much harder. And if you're like me, I have no idea of pitch or tone or anything, which is why I'm a terrible singer. And I have a really good friend who, very good singer, and has, when he started learning Chinese, he had no problem with it, because he
that's really interesting.
Whereas I couldn't. But grammatically, Chinese is actually quite simple as well. Spanish is much harder. Like,
what do you mean?
any language that wants to throw the subjunctive onto you.
Yeah.
Like,
French has the same too.
French, Portuguese, everything. It's like, you start out learning, I'm like, this is easy. I'm like, but wait, there's more.
Yeah. That's right. So, rapidito, básicamente uno de los principales objetivos, ahí está, that's the word, objetivos de esta Semana Latina, that's the word I'm looking for, thank you for the help, Jimmy.
Yeah, no worries.
De esta Semana Latina, es tratar de que la comunidad kiwi trate de aprender un poquito más acerca del español y aprender español en sí, sino el idioma. Porque en Nueva Zelanda los idiomas que se aprenden en el colegio, que eran principales japonés y terreo, obviamente, y francés, han estado bajando de a poquito, pero el español se ha duplicado. Entonces mucha gente está tratando de aprender español. Entonces, obviamente, si sigue con la misma cantidad, en algún momento más gente va a querer aprender español en Nueva Zelanda que cualquier que otros idiomas. Y esta es una de las ideas en la que es bueno seguir, obviamente, mostrándole a la gente un poco más de la cultura latina. Just another question: are there any other events or things that are happening with the Latino, the Spanish Week?
So with this year, we're only very small team of five, and my sort of plan for it is that we create a week, and this is the first year of it.
Oh, is it?
Yep, first year, primer año. And we want it to go on and get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, definitely.
And so this is the first time that it's happening. La primera vez que está pasando.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is number one, first edition.
So we're basically running it through social media and all that there. We're doing a little campaign called Why I Speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And we're encouraging people, and we're starting out with some high-profile Kiwis who speak some Spanish.
Nice.
And getting them to just a little video about why they speak Spanish, and just trying to encourage people to.
Have you made your video yet?
No.
Oh, come on.
Tomorrow. Mañana.
Okay. Monday. Today's Monday.
Yeah.
Next Monday.
it's a whole week of things. I'll do it on the very last day. We want to also highlight why people learn, and that learning language isn't just about for business. There are a whole bunch of reasons that people mm-hmm. want to learn language. You know, Spanish has such a rich cultural, literature. You know,
definitely.
You know, the works of art that have been published in Spanish. You know, movies from Almodovar. You know, music from whether it be Shakira. You know, Jennifer Lopez, my personal favorite.
Hips don't lie, though.
Yeah, we want to, and so we're not running any events ourselves.
All right,
but we are running a listings page on our website. So if anyone's wanting to run an event or has an event that they do regularly, like a radio show. You know, we might list. You know, we'll list that on there just to show people that actually there's a lot happening in the Spanish-speaking community in New Zealand. So,
right.
Whether it be salsa classes with Cuban Fusion in Wellington, which is one, or Besos Latinos restaurant in Auckland are going to run a little margarita night.
Ooh.
For okay. it. So, you know,
do they send over, like, to the South Island?
maybe. Yeah, so we just want to do that. And so as it grows each year, we want to get more and more. And it'd be great to be a really big nationwide festival. You know, my dream for it is to be this big nationwide festival.
Event. I mean, you always have to start from somewhere, you know. Mm. Yo creo que vamos a ir con una canción ahora y estaremos de vuelta para conversar un poquitito más. Esto es Ricky Martin con La Mordedita en Hola Latino en Plains FM 96.9.
Vamos.
Sonó la campana y el fin de semana se deja ver. La, 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 la. Vestido de traje, lujuria salvaje bajo mi piel. Si Dios puso la manzana fue para morder. Ay Dios, pequemos abrazadito hasta el amanecer. Llegó la fiesta pa' tu boquita, toda la noche, todito el día. Vamos a bañarnos en la orillita, que la marea está picadita, y ta, y ta. Una mordidita, una mordidita, una mordidita de tu boquita. Una mordidita, una mordidita, una mordidita de tu boquita. Tus labios, mis dientes, bocado crujiente, rico pastel. Fuego en tus pupilas, tu cuerpo destila tequila y miel. Si Dios puso la manzana fue para morder. Ay Dios, pequemos abrazaditos hasta el amanecer. Llegó la fiesta pa' tu boquita, toda la noche, todito el día. Vamos a bañarnos en la orillita, que la marea está picadita, y ta, y ta. Una mordidita, una mordidita,
mordidita de tu boquita, una mordidita, una mordidita, una mordidita de tu boquita.
Quiero pensar que no eres real, me parece natural, letal, así que apenas a bailar, que te ponga freno cuando te pones sudado. Dame el low para sentir tu flow, diseñado de niña para llamar la atención, te mantiene tenso sin bajar la presión, y su modo tiene poder y fecha de inspiración.
Estoy vampiro bien demente, el oscuro y sin la gente. Ven despacito y búscame, amarradito bien de noche. Una mordidita, una mordidita de tu boquita, una mordidita, una mordidita, una mordidita.
And three English won 372 millions.
Trish. Estamos de vuelta aquí en Hola Latino. Jimmy is still, after 4 years, he still doesn't know that red microphone means on.
I was reading something.
We have to come back, dude.
I'm back.
I'm back.
A ver qué dice Juan.
Ah, bueno,
lo que está leyendo.
You're late, dude.
Oh. Pesado. Pero te vamos a mover aquí el logo del Spanish Week que pusimos allá arribita. No sé si lo viste, Jimmy.
Sí.
Sí, mira.
Vamos. Spanish Week.
Esa parte más pesada. Vamos a moverlo un poquitito para allá. Y ahí está. En el envío. Look at that. We're so cool. Para la foto del envío puse Aotearoa Spanish Week. So now that we're back in Hora Latino and Plains FM 96.9, if you guys want to find us or if you're just joining the stream, si recién se están sumando al programa, nos pueden encontrar en nuestras redes sociales como Hora Latino NZ en Facebook e Instagram. Y en Facebook vamos todos los lunes en vivo cuando estamos en el programa para comunicarnos con ustedes. Nos pueden pedir canciones, mandarnos chistes, bromas. Y obviamente nos pueden encontrar en Instagram donde subimos fotos. Y en realidad no sé, fotos son en Instagram, it's for that. Pero ahora queríamos conversar un poquito con Aaron, que nos está acompañando desde CAPE, para hablar acerca del Aotearoa Spanish Language Week. Y estuvimos hablando un poquitito acerca de cómo se va a estar llevando a cabo este evento. And Aaron mentioned that it's going to be mostly a social media event this year. And I'm wondering what the why I speak Spanish. Yes.
So it's a little video campaign that we're getting. We want anyone who speaks Spanish to take part in it. Just make a little video, post it to your socials, hashtag why I speak Spanish, and also hashtag ASLW, Aotearoa Spanish Language Week. And just to make people see that, like, learning a language isn't just an academic thing, just learning it for business, but, you know,
yeah,
a whole bunch of reasons, you know. Hablo español porque...
What's your reason?
Mi madre es de México. No. Para mí es porque de Ricky Martin. tengo una amiga que habla español porque su marido es de Perú. Y...
Oh, so you have a friend whose husband is from Peru.
So
that's a pretty good way to learn a language.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, she actually spoke Spanish before she met him, but but you know,
so you had a heads up.
And you know, she's a child, and her child is Peruvian. So while he's living in New Zealand, it's also important for him to know his Peruvian side as well. So
no, I think that's a really good idea. Yeah,
that's that. And you know, it's just being able to travel the world and go to places and actually
be able
you
to.
You have such a better experience when you can, you know, just ask for a little thing, you know, order, you know, una cerveza, por favor.
Oh, they'll be happy.
Yeah.
They'll be just jumping around if you say something like that.
And it's great because they feel, I think the communication is way better that way.
Mm.
When you go in and try to do something in the, you know, the language, the original language or something, I think it makes you feel more welcome, more friendly or something. You do the effort to do something like that and try to get connected with people.
And if you're going to over effort to go somewhere to experience the culture of Argentina, for instance, Spanish language is a big part of that culture. You know, you just have so much more.
You feel more like you're more part of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You get to be a traveler, not a tourist.
I like
that's
that.
Right.
So
I really, really like that.
Tourism is about going and observing and that. You know, traveler, you go there, you're part of it.
It's good.
And you know, I've had great nights in Viñales in Cuba, and if I didn't speak Spanish, we're just out in La Plaza Mayor, everyone's dancing and all that. And if I couldn't speak Spanish, which anyone listening to the show probably thinks he can't, but you know, if you couldn't do that, you just miss out on so much. And you know, when you go to places like Las Ruinas de Copan in Honduras, if you go for the Spanish speaking guide and there's only English speaking tourists there, you get a personal tour.
Yeah.
That's right.
How many places of Latin America have you been? ¿Cuántos lugares de Latin America has visitado?
Mexico, Cuba, Guatemala, muchas veces. Me gusta mucho Guatemala. Es mi país favorito de todo el mundo.
Okay.
El Salvador, Nicaragua, Colombia, Peru, Chile, Bolivia, adoro Bolivia, Argentina.
Oh my God.
Una hora en Paraguay.
Okay.
y un día en Uruguay. Y también muchas semanas en Brasil.
You've been to a lot of places.
Y España también.
Wow. So, nice.
Me gusta mucho viajar.
Yeah.
Y es la razón que estudio.
Aprendiendo otro idioma y todo. Eso te ayuda a integrarte con las comunidades porque...
termina tu punto.
Con las comunidades porque el hecho de acercarte, de saludar a alguien en el idioma, buenos días, cómo está, un café o la comida, la gente automáticamente se siente más friendly.
Sí,
totalmente.
Lo siente más cercano, más allá de que tú seas, tal como mencionaste... O el turista versus el traveler lo siente más cercano.
Totalmente.
Y eso hace una diferencia increíble en tu experiencia de viaje, digamos.
Sí, y español es bueno porque cuando viaja en otros países, ¿por qué español es una lengua con...
masiva.
Yeah. No sé si puedo explicar en español, pero...
I was in
the Caucasus going from Georgia to Armenia.
All right.
Middle of nowhere sort of thing. No real tourists. And we were on this little bus, a van, and there was myself and my friend, a woman from Bulgaria, and three Spanish people. And the three Spanish people were really rude the whole way about everyone and everything. And I could understand bits and pieces. They were talking too fast. I couldn't understand everything, but I understood a lot of what they were saying. And then just at the end, when, you know, everyone said goodbye, they're like, oh, goodbye. I was like, oh, adios. And like, they looked at me funny and they're like, ¿Hablas español? I'm like, sí. And they're like, oh. It's like, I get it. You thought that no one could speak Spanish so you could just
say
whatever. But come on, it's Spanish. Like, there's 500 million people. The chances are someone's going to...
Speak it,
you know. Yeah. Maybe if you were, you know, go to Armenia and speak Māori, you're not going to get that. Yeah. Or, you know, you're in the middle of Mexico and you might speak Swahili. You might know a bit Spanish.
Ooh, like, I like that. That's a good power move.
Spanish is not the language to speak, unless you know people.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a power move.
But also, it's great because if you are... you know, if you're somewhere, I went to Romania.
Yeah.
And been up with someone, and he couldn't speak English really, but it's Romanian, it's a Romance language. So he knew Spanish. Well, we knew Italian really well, and he knew a bit of Spanish, and so we just communicated the whole time in Spanish.
Yeah,
and
even Italian, it's quite similar. Like, you can definitely comprehend.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just need to speak Spanish with the hands.
Yeah. I've got bad news, guys. We've got like 7 minutes left.
Seriously.
Yeah, so I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'm going to speed run.
Un resumen rápido de lo que va a acontecer desde el 15 al 21 para que la comunidad sepa y podamos participar todos de esta semana del Spanish Language.
Como los latinos estamos siendo sponsor de Aotearoa Spanish Language Week.
Eso es importante, estamos siendo sponsor de este evento.
Exacto. Si usted quiere participar, puede subir un video en social media acerca de Why I Speak Spanish, hashtag Why I Speak Spanish o hashtag ASLW. Yes.
Sí.
Sorry, y la gente, obviamente esto está para la gente que habla inglés o que habla otro idioma y que está aprendiendo español, o puede ser para cualquiera que hable español que quiera hacer el video.
Well, probably somebody who's learning Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a native speaker.
No, estoy tratando de a lo mejor motivar a alguien que conozco personas que es hablan algunas cosas un poquito, a little bit shy, but they can probably give it a go.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's about giving it a go. And actually, when you're both bilingual, you know that when you first start to learn a language, it's hard. You're so nervous about saying, and actually, you just need to speak. You just need to.
Yeah, and actually, right. The more you speak, the better you get at it.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Exactly.
And people say, oh, I'm not good at languages. You speak
Have you
one
tried?
Now.
Yeah.
If you can speak English, you can speak another language.
Yeah. So. You just need to practice, just like playing an instrument, just like learning to drive. It's all practice. Mm. Otra cosa, era algo más.
Los anticuchos del sábado.
Eso, los anticuchos de este sábado van a estar vendiendo los chiquillos de La Folk, anticuchos peruanos, así que ustedes pueden ir a encontrar toda la información desde la página de Facebook de La Folk. Nosotros
sí, ahí
la
está el correo para página. Que hagan su pedido, nosotros ya pedimos.
Exacto.
Anticuchos peruanos.
Now,
delicioso.
Really quickly, I want to go through a green box. Jimmy, ¿qué es la cápsula ecológica?
Cápsula ecológica es un segmento de nuestro programa donde hablamos del environment.
Exacto. So the green box is the segment of a show where we talk about the environment. That is correct. So I want to talk a little bit about the Green Expo que pasó este fin de semana. So the Green Expo es un evento del environment, del medio ambiente que pasa acá en Nueva Zelanda. Nosotros fuimos obviamente al The Christchurch de nuestra ciudad y conocimos un montón de nueva información. So we learned a lot of new things and we even got to try some really, really tasty vegan food.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And
surprised,
yeah, Jimmy was really surprised. I particularly have been getting used to it because my girlfriend, she eats, she doesn't eat meat. So I've been getting really used to it. And I'm really liking it. There are some really good flavors
there.
Yeah,
I have to admit it, yeah.
Yeah, he's a meat lover.
Yo que soy un amo lo asado.
Yeah,
comí vegetarian.
We tried food there, and it was
really good.
So good, like so good. And we went to a restaurant on Saturday, which was all vegan restaurant. And my God, it was so good, so good. Así que recomendado.
Sí,
y conocimos algunos otros lugares.
Ah, yo pensé que ibas a sacar ahí la carta.
I am, but I'm struggling, come on. You can talk.
Vamos a partir por el tema de la Green Expo, donde habían muchos stands con diferentes, no solamente comidas, sino que además con productos.
Exactamente. So,
environment friendly, que eran amigos del medio ambiente, que eran no tóxicos y cosas de ese tipo. Mucha producción de muchas cosas.
Exactamente. Exactly. So we met the guys from Christchurch Solar, que es una empresa de
auto eléctrico.
No, es una empresa de energía solar.
Solar panel.
Y ellos son los únicos que están trabajando con Tesla en estos momentos acá en Christchurch para instalar todos los cargadores en sus propias casas. Si usted quiere instalar un cargador solar que no ocupe nada de su electricidad, sino que pone los paneles en el techo y puede cargar su autito, o ocupar tele si no tiene un auto Tesla, ocupar la tele o todo con energía solar. Así que Christchurch Solar. También estuvimos hablando con los chiquillos de Lothlórien, que para la gente que sea ñoña, like me, so anybody who's a nerd like me knows that Lothlórien is a wood, it's the wood from Lord of the Rings, where Galadriel lives. If you're not a nerd, it's a wine company that makes wine out of feijoa.
And ¿y sabes quién? Los chicos del café y el chocolate de Perú.
También. Yo no tengo la tarjeta de ellos, pero había unos chiquillos que tenían cacao de Perú. Y se llamaba Pure Chocolate.
Yeah.
O Elixir Chocolate. No me acuerdo en estos momentos cómo se llama. La próxima semana tendremos la información, pero
sí, vamos a tener más información de ellos. Vamos a ir subiendo información de los distintos locales que visitamos. Y vamos a ver si podemos hacer algunas interviews con ellos también.
Exacto. Y también estuvimos hablando un poquito con los chicos de Wise Boys, que es una empresa de Nueva Zelanda que empezó en Dunedin, que ellos crean algunas, ¿cómo se llama? Salsas, mayo, aioli, sriracha mayo, burger sauce, todo con materiales veganos, nada que venga de producto de animal.
Yeah.
Exacto. Así que maravilloso, y yo las probé. And they're actually really good. The chipotle one, the sriracha mayo, it is so good.
¿Tú comes comida vegetariana o en general?
Quiero ser vegetariano, pero no me gustan mucho las vegetales. quiero ser un vegan, pero
but cheese.
No me gusta queso.
No, you don't like cheese.
No. Really?
Oh, then that's a one obstacle list.
Mantequilla.
¿Te gusta? No, pero the real butter.
Sí,
have
sí.
you tried?
Mantequilla de Dinamarca. So no me gusta mantequilla de Nueva Zelanda, solamente Lurpak de Dinamarca.
Oh.
Es delicioso.
¿Dónde la encuentro? Porque me encanta la
mantequilla. Todos los supermercados aquí tienen.
Okay.
Es un
del como dorado, como el envase dorado.
En un es de plata.
El cobre.
Es un poco caro, pero todos mis amigos le gustan ahora también porque de mí. Y también huevos y mantequilla son mis.
You can be vegetarian. Eggs are vegetarian.
Sí. No como mucho carne realmente. Frango frito, es frango. Pollo. Pollo frito.
¿Dónde le dicen frango?
Frango es portugués.
Portugués. Mm-hmm. Frango. Bueno, chiquillos, se nos está acabando el tiempo el día de hoy, así que obviamente muchas gracias por acompañarnos. Y eso, nos pueden encontrar en nuestras redes sociales, nos quedan algunos minutitos, así que Jimmy, yo sé que tú quieres contarnos algo. I know that you're dying to say something, so before we leave,
because on the weekend, my friend told me he went to a wedding in two antennas, get married. And he says the wedding was amazing, but the reception was standing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I bet.
Now, Aaron is going to tell us a joke about something.
Oh,
no.
God, no. I don't have jokes.
jokes?
None that are safe to go on here.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right. So, do you know what's a geologist's favorite kind of music?
Geology? No.
Rock.
My favorite joke from years ago.
All right.
So it's a little bit long, but
go ahead. Floor is yours.
So, what? One day, a child called Apple goes up to his mum and goes, "Mum, why am I named Apple?" "Oh, well, dear, when you're a baby, an apple fell on your head." "Oh, okay. Then a sister came up and said, "Oh, Mum, why am I called Leaf?" "Oh, because when you were a baby, a leaf fell on your head." "Huh." And then all of a sudden they hear, "Rah, rah, rah," and it's like, "Shut up, fridge."
Oh, my God.
That's the worst joke.
What does a baby computer call his dad?
His dad?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Data.
You know what? So you know the guy who got evaporated? He'll be missed.
I have a dream last night that I was a muffler.
A muffler?
And I dreamed the whole night that I was a muffler from a car, Yeah. And I woke up so exhausted.
Okay, on that note, thank you guys for joining us. Muchas gracias por acompañarnos el día de hoy. Estaremos de vuelta la próxima semana en Hola Latino. No se pierdan nuestros nuevos episodios todos los lunes, nuevos episodios, nuevos podcasts todos los lunes. Nos pueden encontrar en Spotify, en todas las redes sociales. Y obviamente muchas gracias a Aaron por acompañarnos. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you very much, guys. We keep in touch for the next episode next week.
Y no se olviden de
participar de la
Spanish Language Week. Latino, I keep saying Latino. No, Spanish Language Week. From the 15th to the 21st, la próxima semanita.
Y la gente que esté viendo acá local, tenemos unos flyers y tenemos unos posters. Si a alguien le interesa que los podamos colocar como publicidad en alguna parte.
Yeah. And these posters are from this week all around the country. Woo. And straight across the street from Whangarei to Invercargill. So you should
That's
be
awesome.
Seeing them everywhere.
I'm going to put one in my van.
The company that we use, Clear Chiva Design, they have two lovely Latino ladies, one from Brazil, one from Chile. So we were very happy to work with them. They understood exactly what we wanted.
Brilliant.
Away.
Oh, that's Loved great.
So, awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Decimos un saludo para ellos también.
Thank you so much, guys. And we'll be back next week.
See you, guys.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.